I'm glad to be here tonight. Glad to feel the Spirit of the Lord. He has been here.
Yes,
the Lord specializes in work.
Oh yeah.
He likes to work on us, and He likes to do a work in us. And that's the main purpose that Jesus came and left the glory world. He is wanting to touch lives and save and heal. Praise God forever. He's a great big God. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yeah. How many knows what this Bible represents? Salvation. Way to miss hell. It declares heaven.
Yeah.
I'm glad in the very end of Revelation, heaven is awaiting. Praise God forevermore. I'm glad that I'm held with the cords of mercy and the bands of love.
Come on.
I'm glad that God dealt with my heart and pulled on it a long time ago. He is real. The spirit of conviction is real. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. Stay with me for just a little while. I want to look at one word here tonight. It's an 8-letter word. And that word is together. Together. This little word is full of power. It's full of the Spirit of God. I want you to notice, together is the complete opposite of separation and division.
Yeah.
If I belong to the Lord and I am His and I'm a walking with Him and I've got Him a living in my heart, we are together.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm not separated from Him. I'm united with Him. Hallelujah. I belong to Him. We are flesh of His flesh, bone of His bone. Ain't you glad of that? We've been made to drink into the Spirit of God through Jesus Christ. I'm glad that He pulled me a long time ago, lost without God. But He sent out a lifeline when I was going down for the last time. Lost in sin. I was drowned in iniquity. When the Lord threw the lifeline out to me and I grabbed a hold of it and I said, Lord, I don't want to be lost. I don't want to die and go to hell. And the Lord pulled me into the shore and I'm glad that He saved me. Can you say here tonight, Lord, draw my heart. Draw my soul, Lord. Throw out the lifeline. I'm telling you, there's millions lost without the Lord. They ain't ready to die. Yet you got to know in your heart that you're ready and that you've been born again and that you've been saved and all the sins have been forgiven and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I want to know that I'm right with God. I want my soul right with the Lord. I tell Him that I pull me, Lord. Draw me to you. Hey, Lord, I don't want to be lost. Hallelujah, I want to be with you in eternity. Draw me, Lord. I throw the rope down and get a hold of me and pull me out.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There ain't no scattering in that word. There's no separation in that word. There's no drifting in that word. A lot of people is drifting too far from the shore.
Amen.
Oh God, together is a strong word where you find comfort and assurance. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It means I'm not alone.
God.
When I'm together with God and His people, that means I'm not forsaken.
Yes.
I'm not fighting by myself. I've got somebody, hallelujah, that's with me. I've got the Lord on my side. I've got others with me. And they're for me. There's comfort in that word together. Hallelujah. How many knows when you got somebody with you?
that loves you and is a praying for you. Hallelujah. That gives you comfort and assurance. I'm telling you, you will not find it out in this world. Hallelujah. The world is your biggest enemy, and the friends that are sinners will drag you down. Hey, Lord, they'll lead you into trouble. Hallelujah. And take you away from God. But I'd rather be in the household of the Lord. I would rather be among the saints. I'd like to be with the redeemed and know that I've got comfort. I'd be together with God's people. Raise your little hand and praise Him. Yeah.
Jesus, the Lord, bless him. Hey, Lord.
I've got precious brothers and sisters who care for me.
Right.
Oh, God. Where would you be if somebody didn't care for you and care about you? Where would you be if somebody did not take you on their heart and pray that Jesus would touch you and help you? Where would you be if you did not have somebody that cared? Oh, God. I got precious brothers and sisters, Brother Charles, that cares.
Yeah, that's right.
They're praying for me. They're pulling for me. The very definition of this word together means united. United we stand. United we win. United we overcome. Well, united we overcome the devil and the sin and the world. This is what Christ Jesus wants for His church in the final closing hour. It is to be together and united and encourage one another and stay with the Lord. Hallelujah. We need God's presence.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Stay with me here a minute. I want to paint you a picture. There is not a one of us here today, tonight, that is above being attacked by the devil.
That's right.
He hates every individual that's in this room.
That's right. He does.
And if he had his way about it, he'd discourage you. He'd drag you away from Jesus.
Yeah.
He'd drag you right out in the world, and you'd end up being lost.
Wow.
There ain't a one of us that don't have a battle, and we don't fight something. Listen. Every one of us, none of us are immune.
Right.
Immune to trouble. It comes to us all. Did you know that a strong rope is made up of many single strands of string that is wound together, tied together? Ropes tie things down. Ropes tie things together. They pull. They lift heavy loads. Ropes anchor big ships and moor them and secure them to the dock so that they won't drift away. How many could say tonight, Brother Tommy, I know that I'm anchored to Jesus?
Amen.
Raise your little hand in my house. I know, glory, 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 that I'm anchored to Him. I want you to know that the ships weighing thousands and thousands of tons, my Lord, the currents can pull them out into the middle of the sea and they'll drift. But I'm telling you, they've got big strong ropes and anchors that anchors them that they will not drift. When them old ships and barges on the high river comes into the shore, they take them big ropes about this big around. Hallelujah. On that dock and that pier. Hallelujah. And they wrap it around and around and around the post. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, they anchor them. Can you say, Lord, don't let me drift in this hour? The current current of sin is strong, son. The current of sin is strong. It'll take you out deeper than you want to go. It'll take you out farther than you can ever realize. The current of this old current world, and it's evil, and it's ungodly, and the spirit in this age, hallelujah, is pulling people away from God. But I want to be anchored. I said I want to be anchored. I'm a part of this Bible. He'll anchor you. Hallelujah. He'll save you. He'll secure you. And he'll hold you. And he'll preserve you. Raise your little hand and say, I want. I'm the God of this Bible. And he'll secure me. And hold me.
Yes.
You better have something that's there to hold you.
Yeah.
Amen.
You're going to have it to hold you. The outside force cannot hold you. Knowing about God will not hold you.
Right.
Have a knowledge right here that there is a God in heaven on the throne, and that there is a Jesus Christ the Son will not hold you. Knowledge will not hold you. It's a personal experience down deep in the heart. Hallelujah. Every one of us in this building, we've heard about God. We know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. But to know that is not enough. I must have God in my heart.
Amen.
Raise your little hand and say, Jesus, I need you in my heart. Hey, Lord, I don't want sin to pull me out. I'm telling you, there is people that have been so close to heaven and heard the gospel, but they died without Jesus. What was it? Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, he said, I saw the wicked buried who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and their place is no more. I've seen them come through the doors. I've seen them sit in the pew. I've watched them listen to the message. I've watched the Spirit of God deal with them and draw them. I've seen the Lord touch them. But oh God, right in the midst of the holy presence of God. But they went out. I said they went out. I feel the Lord in the house here tonight. Oh, I don't want to leave the presence of the Lord. Come on, take advantage of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, when he draws you and when he speaks to you. I say, Jesus, I want you in my heart. And I anchor me, Lord. And I'll raise your hand. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Lord. Don't let sin pull me out. Hey, Lord, don't let the world and its entertainment pull me away. Holy God, I'd rather have the Lord dealing with my heart.
Amen.
Son, I've been saved 49 years. That devil told me that night before I came to the altar. He said, you'll never be able to live it. I sat back just about where Sister Bessie is. I think Mama weren't beside me. Dad was over in the other aisle. I looked up that altar and I seen it. It looked like Jesus was standing there. I'm telling you, I had a vision that night. I sat there with long hair. Oh, God, lost without God. Eat up with drugs.
Yeah.
Addicted to drugs.
Come on, Tommy. Come on.
I sat right there.
Come on, Tommy.
I looked up to that altar. And oh, there was a sing in the lighthouse. There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life sea. And when I tossed its sins out of light that I might clearly see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me over. If it wasn't for the lighthouse.
house. Tell me, where would this ship be? Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I feel him in the house. I looked up at that altar and I saw Jesus standing there with nail prints in his hands. I said, son, if you'll come to me tonight, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for. And I'm telling you, I made my way out of that scene. I fell on my knees. I said, God, I don't even know how to pray. Hey, Lord, I said, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And I'm telling you, the power from the glory world and the love of God, it rescued me. Hey, Lord, I raise your little hand in the house. I'm telling you, that's what the Lord does. He rescues and he secures you and he kills the devil. Hallelujah. You don't belong to the devil no more. But I've got a hold of you and you belong to me. Oh, to know. I said to know that you belong to Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory.
You're going to have to know that you know in here that you belong to him.
Yes, amen.
You better know it.
Right.
God can have mercy upon us 100 times, but it just takes one time to get out of his will and to get away from him. And the next time you could die without God.
Right.
Oh, chance after chance.
Come on.
So I found out the devil's a liar. He's a father of it. He said, if you go up that altar, he said, it's only for old people. When you get old, you can settle down and get in church. He said, you can't live it.
Wrong.
49 years later, I got a microphone in my hand and Jesus in my heart. The blood's been applied. How many can say, I want the blood applied to my heart? You can do it. Raise your hand. I said, you can serve him. You can have the victory. You can know him in the power of his grace. Hallelujah. His keeping power.
Yes, right. Woo. Amen. Use him, Lord.
Oh, sweet Lord.
Can you tell us, King Solomon, by your great wisdom that God gave you, what it means to be united with the Lord and with the good people? What does it really mean to be together with good people? With the saints. Oh God, listen. Solomon would say, you better believe I can tell you.
Yeah.
Here we go. Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two are better than one.
Right. Yeah.
For if one falls, the other will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Can I tell you, the greatest and strongest rope of all is the cord of God's mercy that runs from Genesis all the way through Revelation, pulling and lifting up precious souls. Woe is that person that is alone.
Right.
Come on.
That's right.
When he falls.
Oh, God.
He has no one there
to lift him back up.
Right.
Come on. I'd hate to be in a cruel, dark, simple world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Talk about it.
And fall.
That's right. Come on.
Be on the devil's territory. And fall.
That's right.
Be away from God and go down. Be out there in a cruel world.
Oh, God.
With nobody around me.
Oh,
and die a sinner's death. Woe to that man. when he falls and he's alone, alone, and has nobody to help him up. Come down here, Brother Ron, and help me up. Hallelujah. Would somebody help me up?
See here?
Do you see here what it means to have friends? What it means to have a pastor that loves you? To be among the redeemed? Hallelujah. When they're singing and when they're worshiping the Lord, then, oh Lord, that means everything in the world. When you got good friends, hallelujah, when you're among God's people.
Bless him, Lord.
Children, I'm getting old.
Glory to God.
Give me a hug. Oh, Lord. Glory. This is precious. You know, we're to help one another.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And you know what makes this so good? If I know somebody's praying for me. If I know.
You got up and you used to tell me a while ago about being there down that lawn and down in, on your knees in that wet grass. I choked that, buddy.
That's a love. And don't you tell me that a prayer like that doesn't reach God's throne. It pulls. That rope is anchored to God's throne. And God answers prayer. And he throws out the lifeline. Lift your little hands and just wave it to the Lord. That's what God does. When we pray for one another. I tell you, if I would trip, Brother Gary, I would rather know, hallelujah, that I got precious brothers and sisters that'll help me back up on my feet. Hallelujah, the Lord said, brush yourself off, son. I forgive you. Hallelujah.
Sin, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God specializes in helping the fallen and lifting them up out of the pits of despair. Oh, God. How strong is God's rope here tonight? That nerve, I bought it at Menards. 630-pound, that thing. Hey, look at that. That ain't very... 630-pound. That'd pull several of us out.
Yeah,
it sure would. A few of us. Maybe not
everybody.
I feel good.
Glory, glory, glory.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on.
Verse 12 goes on to say, and if one would prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly, easily broken. This here, this rope, I don't know, I'd have to take it apart, but it's made up of many, many little strands of string, just wrapped and wrapped and wrapped. And the more that you got for you, who in the world could be against you?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. I seen a thing, it's on either on my internet at the house or on my phone. I was looking up about mountain climbers. And I'll close with this. And we got the tallest mountain. What is it? Mount Everest, 30-some thousand feet or thereabouts up. It takes days and days and days to get up to the top of that mountain. Oxygen is so thin up there. Many people have lost their lives climbing that mountain. But there's other mountains all over the world. These mountain climbers, they decided, we're going to go climb a mountain. And I seen Brother J.D., one man, almost made it to the top, doing good. Somehow or another, he lost his balance and his footing. The rope wouldn't secure that he had. And he fell and tumbled and went down, I think a couple ledges down, way down, 200 or 300 feet. And there he was injured. All alone. I guess he had a radio on him, and he was butchered up, and he called for help. Come a helicopter in there. It could not get to where he was because the blades was almost cutting into the jagged rocks protruding out where he was. So he had some friends that knew him, and they said, we can rescue him. Come on, they called one another by name. They were expert mountain climbers. They knew all about the strengths of a rope. Yep. They were acquainted with it. They knew exactly, and they had experience operating ropes and climbing mountains, and knew how to get and ascend to the top of the mountain and how to secure themselves. So what did they do? They got a big strong rope and threw it down to where he was, and they rappelled down to where he was, and they put him on a skid like a sled, and they anchored him to it. When they anchored him to that sled, one man could not pull. One man could not pull that man up, that injured man up. Come here, Brother Charles. Ronnie, come here. I can't do it on my own. We're in this thing together. Get a hold of this rope right here.
Oh, yes.
If we don't get him to the top, it's going to soon be dark. I want to tell you something. It's getting darker in this world than you think it is.
That's right.
It's getting dark. And they said to one another, unless we rescue him, it'll get dark and he'll freeze to death unless we get a hold and rescue him. They anchored him to that sled. And when they did, oh God, come on, JD, get a hold of the other end of it. JD's been laying down there bleeding. His both legs are broke. Come on. With the help of one another, Brother Ron, with the pastor.
Oh, yeah.
Come on down here. Come on. This is what we do when we pray. This is what we do when we have church services. We're rescuing people.
Yeah.
We're bringing them to Jesus. You don't have to die. You don't have to die. You don't have to go out of this world lost. It's getting dark. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. Can you say, God, I thank you for rescuing me? Oh, pull me. Raise your right hand, everybody in the house. Oh, pull me, Jesus. Oh, pull me. Hallelujah. You might have failed once, but don't do it again. I'll let the Lord rescue you.
Amen.
They want to come with a song tonight. Hallelujah. I'm anchored in Jesus. I'm anchored in the Son of God. Hallelujah. Everybody in the house, would you stand with me tonight? Oh, the cords of mercies are holding me. Hallelujah. Keep me. Can you say, Lord, keep me, God, I pray. Don't let me slide and go down. Some the next time, they might not be any hope. You know that, don't you? You know how God answered prayer and rescued you. You're precious to Jesus. Would you like to have him in your heart tonight? Come on, say, Lord, come in me. Change me, Lord, and save me. Lord, I give you my life. I give you my heart. Come on, let's find a place to pray tonight and say, Jesus, draw me and pull me, Lord, to an old altar of prayer. Hey, Lord, I need you, God, I need you. I don't want to die lost. I don't want to go down. Hey, Lord, with nobody around me. Come on, children, open your heart right now. Come on and say, this time, Jesus, I'm going to serve you. This time, Lord. Hey, God.
If you live by the problem, I'd sure like to share.
Yes, God.
There's one special way I can show you. I do the fun in your
Oh, Thank you.